Chapter 10. The Only Solution. We have now entered a time in which anyone who sets about doing something without any truly liberating directedness, trying to release himself from the ordinary daily bustle, will suffer very schizophrenic ailments. It will happen that crowds assembled in churches will suddenly become possessed when incited by ecstatic sermons in the extremely questionable, noisy American way of conversion, also beginning to be applied in European churches, which are at their wits' end. A negative, dematerializing force will then explode like a bomb, and the majority will not be able to recover. The majority of people will come to shun the churches, and the churches will be destroyed by their present-day propaganda, leaving behind innumerable victims. It will also happen that countless people attending various metaphysical seances will leave such meetings incurably mad. An overall process of moral poisoning will overtake every negative person, and in the future, no human being will constitute an unknown quantity, but will be either black or white, and nothing whatsoever in between. It will happen that man will only feel safe in rock-hard dialectical life without any idealism or cultural relaxation. For it will happen that in the crowds sitting together in concert halls when famous orchestras are playing classical music, a music of uplifting nature, for example, Beethoven's symphony with the lovely "All Men Will Become Brothers," the music will unleash new impulses seizing the blood. When these sound waves are poured out over the audience, hundreds of people in the concert hall will become unwell, since the radiations of the new period will flow in via the sound waves for which they had opened themselves. All the organs directed to the right will suddenly become negatively susceptible, totally overpowering these people with all the consequences involved. Then, no one will be able to afford a pastime in which the more moral cultivated feelings are influenced, without the penalty of a violent malady which in many cases will be incurable. Thus, no one will be able to pretend or go on remaining at the speculative side of things. We write these things in order to make clear to you that the spiritual school of the Rosicross suggests to you that the personality be changed, enfolded in the safe arms of the Gnosis. Nothing will happen to you other than happiness, gladness, and uplifting when you follow John to the Jordan and straight through the Jordan to meet Jesus the Lord into the sepulchral temple of Christian Rosicross. He who has the Son has the new life. There is no way back for one single child of man. You could only try to withdraw from the rock hard dialectical masses. Many will begin to sever themselves from the group that is going forward in order to elevate themselves by means of a negative culture, by means of natural religion, art, and science. Yet without exception, they will be dragged along in an accelerated negative dematerialization. There will not be the least solution for anyone in any respect. There is only one solution in the present, the imitation of Christ by becoming like John, restoring the racial body of the dialectical emergency order, and with its help, the path of the Rosicross. This path we have tried to explain to you as precisely as possible in the preceding chapters of this booklet. We hope and pray that you will not throw this, our advice, to the winds.